It's Saturday, October the 16th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, a British MP is murdered and a deadly blast in Afghanistan. First, the week in brief. British police said they were treating the killing of Sir David Amos, an MP who had served in Parliament since 1983, as a terrorist incident. Sir David was stabbed to death at his regular open meeting with constituents. A man with, quote, a potential motivation linked to Islamist extremism was arrested and a knife recovered. The death of the senior Conservative politician shocked his fellow parliamentarians. Joe Cox, a Labour MP, was similarly murdered in 2016. Islamic State claim responsibility for two suicide bombings that killed more than 40 people during Friday prayers at a Shia mosque in the Afghan city of Kandahar. A week ago, Islamic State Khorasan province, the local branch of the terrorist outfit, committed a suicide attack that left nearly 50 people dead in the northern city of Kunduz. Capping a stellar third quarter on Wall Street, Goldman Sachs reported revenues of $13.6 billion, up by 26% year-on-year and well above forecasts. The recent surge in corporate deal-making and stock market flotations was a boon for the firm. Its investment banking division raked in $3.7 billion in fees, the second-best quarter on record and 88% higher compared with the same period last year. From November 8th, foreign travellers may enter America, a White House spokesman said, removing bans instituted at the start of the pandemic. Air travellers will need to show proof of vaccination and a negative COVID-19 test result from the previous 3 days. Those arriving by land, just the former. Toyota, Japan's biggest car maker, cut its planned global output for November by around 15%, blaming the worldwide shortage of microchips. The company had previously cut production targets in September and October due to a shortage of components. Nonetheless, it still hopes to make its target of 9 million vehicles for the year ending March 31st, 2022. Netflix fired an employee it says was responsible for leaking, quote, confidential, commercially sensitive information about a controversial television show by Dave Chappelle, an American comedian. Mr. Chappelle stands accused of making transphobic jokes. Some staff at the streaming service are reportedly organizing a walkout in protest at its airing. Three Chinese astronauts arrived on the Tiangong space station after a successful docking by their Shenzhou 13 spacecraft. Their planned six-month stay in zero gravity would be the longest yet on a Chinese mission. The crew will lay the groundwork for more construction on Tiangong, which, with the planned retirement of the International Space Station, may soon be the only manned vessel in near-Earth orbit. And word of the week, selenology, noun, a branch of astronomy that studies the physical features of the moon.